Later today, the state of Pennsylvania is expected to certify its results from the presidential election. The Trump campaign is pursuing one more legal challenge in that state after a judge on Saturday rejected the campaign's request to throw out some mail-in ballots. And right now, Michigan is taking up whether to certify its votes totals. Two Republicans on the board of state canvassers may vote against certification, and there are a lot of questions about what happens next. Joining us now is Rick Pluta, who covers politics for Michigan Public Radio. And Rick, certification is in the hands of this board, as I mentioned, which is a split between two Democrats and two Republicans. Who are the Republicans, and are they making it clear which way they'll vote?
Well, Aaron Vandeveld is one of them, and he is actually the legal counsel for our State House Republican caucus. He works for Republicans in the legislature. The other is Norm Schenkel, and he's kind of the dean of the board. He's been on it for literally decades. And he's kind of, you know, the one that everyone's been looking at. But at the beginning of this meeting, Aaron Vandeveld seemed to signal that he will probably vote to certify, but he would not second a motion to do it right away, and rather said that he wanted to wait to hear public comment. Although at 3 minutes per, we did the back of the napkin math, that would probably take about 40 hours to get all the way through it. Not to mention there's on the Zoom call, there's a chat section that is just going by like it's a stock ticker. So, a lot of interest and a lot of passion here.
Absolutely. So you mentioned Norman Schenkel. He's the, the second Republican board member. He actually asked the former director of elections, Christopher Thomas, who was testifying, about whether the board could delay today's vote. Here's Thomas's answer.
Well, first of all, you know, part of the question you said you're going to ask is whether you could ever vote no on a certification. And
delaying is voting no. Today.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think that, first of all, the answer is, of course, you can't vote no. There is no no in the circumstances.
Okay, Rick, what are they talking about?
Well, what Chris Thomas, who's the longtime elections director for Michigan until he retired, is saying that basically it's either done or it's not done. And then he went on to testify, but this is done, that there are some minor mismatches between the numbers of people who they counted as voting versus the number of people who walked in the door or sent in their ballots. But these are minor discrepancies. They can be balanced out, and they certainly won't change the result. And so it's time for the board to do its job and certify.
Will this go to court if there's a deadlock?
If there is a deadlock, it will almost certainly go to court. It could very likely go to court even if there's not a deadlock. And that's what some people are arguing, is that if the board does certify, then this clears the way for this to go to court to argue about different aspects of the election, including whether or not there should be a recount.
Yeah, there are lots of questions being asked about the Board of State Canvassers right now. Why is the process so broken in Michigan? Why even have this board?
Well, I mean, usually the board is here to sort of check the box. And they kind of, the idea is that Republicans and Democrats are acting as a check on each other in the process. But there is an element of goodwill that's expected, of trust, that doesn't really seem to be present in the current environment, which is why, you know, we're not only seeing this process playing out here, but also various machinations that, should the Board of Canvassers refuse to certify, can the governor remove a canvasser, basically, you know, in act of impeachment, and try to bring in someone who would do that? And so I suspect that after this is over, this process, which is in our state constitution, will be revisited.
I only have about 30 seconds with you. You mentioned that lots of public outcry, protesters for and against certification, are making their voices heard. What's the mood right now?
Well, it's all online. Like I said, that on the chat side, it's just moving like a stock ticker with people going, certify, do your job. And others say, this is a fraud, don't do it. And so, I mean, there's a lot of passion here in Michigan, but it's also, you know, a central player in this electoral drama. So to be expected.
That's right. Yes. Rick Pluta is chief political correspondent for Michigan Public Radio.